I wanted to look at a different option that had more flexibility in my schedule, and I wanted to try to build a business of my own.
Hello and welcome once again to Your Career Revolution presented by the Entrepreneur Source. My name is Mike Toper, and we've got a female-laden episode here with some fantastic women in the business industry and in franchising in general. Can't wait to get this conversation going. But first, I'd like to bring in and introduce my co-host. She is the Chief of Brand Ideology for the Entrepreneur Source, Tamara Loring. Tamara, you survived the earthquake up in New England. How's everything going?
Well, today we have the eclipse, so we'll see. All good things. So excited to have Deanne and Patty on the call with us today.
Excellent. And let's bring them in. We're going to introduce client and coach for the Entrepreneur Source. And I'll ask you, ladies, if you just introduce yourself to the audience for us, starting with Deanne.
Hi, I'm Deanne Von Ruden, and I'm the owner of Gotcha Covered. And I am a client of Entrepreneur Source.
And Patty?
Hi, I'm Patty Pepple, and I've been a coach with the Entrepreneur Source for about four years now.
And you two have an interesting, you've known each other for a number of years, so we're going to dive into that in a little bit. But first of all, I wanted to start with Deanne, who had spent about three decades in healthcare as a paramedic and as a nurse, and kind of had a career, you know, on the road for a number of years, and then decided you needed a change. I wanted to ask you, what kind of led you to explore entrepreneurship?
Well, I was ended my career in a leadership role in the nursing field. And after COVID, I felt like a lot of the tools that I needed to do my job were not available. So frustration, I guess, led me to looking. I also watched Patty leave her profession and go into entrepreneurship herself, and she was successful. And I wanted to look at a different option that had more flexibility in my schedule. And I wanted to try to build a business of my own.
And, when you had talked to us initially, you talked about it seemed like COVID was kind of, again, you wanted to start a new career, but it seemed like perhaps you may have been a little burnt out, or you described that you had a bunch of questions that there weren't necessarily answers for. Is that accurate?
Yes. We experienced a multitude of problems, I guess, after COVID, dealing with staffing, resources, and scheduling conflicts. And just we were asking employees to work in conditions that I didn't feel comfortable working in. So it really was the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
And I love that. I mean, you know, you were doing that for approximately, 30 years or so?
Correct.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember reading, or when we were talking about it, you said, you know, it is just so frustrating when you ask to be do more with less. And, you know, at some point, you probably got to the point where you said, you know, like you said, this is the definition of insanity. There has to be a better way. As a matter of fact, many of our seekers or our clients can definitely relate to that, because in our book, The Your Career Revolution, we talk about the fact that many people suffer from what we call the battered career or the battered investor syndrome, where they feel like they're banging their heads against the wall and not really knowing what their options are. So when you started speaking to Patty,
going over there in T's background there. Sorry, go ahead. Just for the listening audience, you got a little construction going on there. Go ahead, T.
So Mike, let's maybe pivot over back to you and, you know, have Deanne talk about, you know, when she reached that point where she said there has to be a better way. You know, thankfully you knew Patty and you knew of a coach who could maybe guide you to, you know, what your possibilities were. So tell us a little bit more about that.
See, we jinxed it. We talked about the eclipse and the earthquake. We jinxed it. But yeah, Deanne.
Well, Patty was very good at leading little tidbits of knowledge along the way. She's always been a very good mentor, and we have a very strong friendship. So she knew me professionally and personally, which helped a great deal. So eventually I had some frustration during a 1 week of my position as a director of nursing. And I thought, this is it. I want something more. I want something different. And I approached Patty, and of course, she was open to the conversation, and that opened the door. She's very good at providing additional resources for me to kind of narrow down what my goals were with looking at a new career or new area of business, things I wanted for my personal life and my professional life, along with the flexibility of my schedule. And so we, I guess, began there.
Yeah, and it's are they still jackhammering over there by UT? And so, sorry about that. I mean, Deanna, it really sounds, and we talk about that in as far as TES with your career revolution, about the fact that nobody needs to walk alone. And you mentioned knowing Patty professionally. Again, before this, Patty had introduced herself. She's been a coach for 4 years, but you guys had a relationship beforehand. And how did that prior relationship kind of allow you guys to go on this journey together, or at least to start exploring some of these new businesses and business opportunities?
Well, I feel that she, I guess, understood what was important for me in a work environment as far as values and standards. She also understood, I guess, what my personal interests were and where I had passion, I guess, in my personal life. And so that led to her sending over options of franchises that I guess I never would have considered in the past. So, which included interior, custom interior window coverings.
Which is now where you're at with Gotcha Covered.
Yes.
So, T?
Yes.
One of the things that I love that you said, yeah, is the fact that you explicitly trusted Patty, right? Without trust, she wouldn't have been able to take you on this journey. If you kept on thinking like, you know, I wonder what her agenda is or what her motives are. But because you trusted that she has no other agenda other than showing you possibilities because your current path was no longer serving you, right? I think you spoke about the fact that under normal circumstances, you probably never would have looked at entrepreneurship or business ownership, and heck, not maybe even a franchise. And yet you are all three. You are an entrepreneur at this point in time. You're a business owner and you are part of a franchise. So why don't you talk a little bit more about, you know, why it is so important to work with somebody you trust?
Well, I guess I'm not a very gutsy person financially on a personal note. So you're right. I wouldn't have ventured into business ownership on my own. I trusted Patty 150% as a personal friend and as a professional. And I guess that I just went from there. So,
yeah. And I'll add to that. I mean, when you trust somebody, I bet Patty, feel free to chime in on this too. You were able to probably have these tough conversations, right? Saying, hey, do you know what? We are going to leave your current comfort zone and it's not going to feel good. But just because it doesn't feel good right now, nothing feels good if you do it the first time. That doesn't, it's not to be confused with being dangerous or not being worth it. So Patty, do you recall having some of those tough conversations with Deanne when she kind of wanted to retreat back to what she knew, even though she hated it?
I do. And it was really important for me to let Deanne know, as well as anybody that I'm working with, that this is a safe space to learn. I'm not going to ask you to do anything. I'm not going to suggest that you do any particular thing, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to explore and learn and then be able to talk openly and freely about what you're hearing and how you're feeling and all those fears that are coming up. But that concept of not making a decision and just gathering information is really important. So I wanted Deanne to know that regardless of our friendship, I wanted her to know that whatever she decided, that was okay. Whether she decided to start something on her own or whether she wanted to find a different job in the W-2 world, if that felt right. But I would help her explore business ownership as long as she felt like she wanted to explore it. And I think it's important. And I think all of our coaches, us coaches at TES, do that. We take time to build a relationship and develop trust and reiterate those things to all of our clients.
Right. It's not about making the right decision. As a matter of fact, you know, that's not the one thing people fear. Is we always talk about the fact that people fear making the wrong or a bad decision. And like you said, it's not about making a decision at all. It's really about just becoming aware and educating yourself about the possibilities that exist for you. And then at the end of the day, you will have clarity about all the things that you possibly can do and whether you feel it's going to be right to take action. Deanne, I see some smiles there. Does that sound familiar? Yeah.
Yes. There is a lot of fear, I guess. And she's very good at addressing the questions I had and the concerns. And she still continues to do that to this day if I run into an area that I'm not familiar with. So I think that is important to have somebody that you can trust and rely on.
That's what I was going to ask, Deanne, is how important is that foundation of trust? Because, again, you said that you weren't very outgoing, at least financially. So how did that kind of help you, knowing that, again, like Patty said, she was just helping a friend more than just guiding you to a pigeonhole somewhere?
Right. She had, I guess, gone down the path herself as well. So she was able to give personal experience advice in almost every scenario that I have faced. So obviously our businesses are different in what we do, but very similar in how they're set up and all of the ropes you need to, or hoops, I guess, rather, you need to jump through.
Yeah. And Patty, I wanted to ask you, you know, because you had explored entrepreneurship yourself, obviously having shifted gears and shifted careers. So from your personal experience and from helping others, what kind of advice would you have to offer folks that are in a position? Because maybe it's not just a battered career syndrome. Maybe it's just somebody looking for a new opportunity and a change of scenery. What advice would you have? And it sounds like really trust and listening and understanding is a big part of the coach-client relationship.
Yeah, those are important. But I think giving yourself permission to dream and to think beyond what you know is really important, because we tell ourselves that certain things can't happen. That just couldn't be possible. No employer will ever let me have that schedule. I'll never be able to take that much time off in a year or travel and work from wherever. We talk ourselves out of exploring other options because they're new and they're different, and we assume that we can't find what we want. So giving yourself permission to dream and learn and explore opens up a lot of new opportunities that you didn't know were out there. Whether or not you move forward with them, that doesn't really matter. But you can explore ways to get yourself closer to that ideal that you're looking for, that vision you have for yourself. So I think just give yourself permission to dream and think that anything is possible while you're on this journey. Not talk yourself out of anything.
I love that. And, you know, how does that saying go? Courage is not the absence of fear, but realizing that something else is worth it. And now Deanne went from being miserable at the job she had to being an entrepreneur, a business owner, a franchisee. And I think last we spoke, you said you're working on building a legacy. There may be a time that your husband may actually quit his job and join you in the business. That is just incredible.
Yeah, and they're doing great. They work great together. Deanne and Jeff are great partners, and they're going to rock that business. They're going to rock, got you covered.
Working on your own dream versus somebody else's. You go, Deanne.
Yeah, and as we start to wind down here a little bit, Deanne, just how has this experience in working, you know, with Patty and kind of finding something new, how has this changed you? And I guess, how's business going so far?
Well, business is definitely ramping up. Still, I'm beginning my fourth month, so still in the very early stages.
New.
But yes, and doing a lot of networking, getting out there. I guess, how has it changed me? It's, I guess, made me realize your dreams are possible. And if you set goals and you look into things and research and a little bit of hard work and grit, things happen and you can move in a different direction. Doesn't matter if you are familiar with the industry you're going into or not. It's how you apply yourself and your talents. So Patty's been very supportive and a very important piece of getting me to where I want to go. So I really appreciate all of her effort, and it's been a great experience.
It's fun watching. It's fun watching you taking off with your business. We're enjoying it. We're enjoying watching you.
And what do we say, Tamara, from reimagining and reclaiming the life of your dreams? Nobody needs to walk alone. Isn't that right?
Nobody needs to walk alone. Anybody and everybody should align themselves with a dream champion like Patty was for Deanne. So yes, don't underestimate the power of coaching and mentorship, because you know you don't need to figure it out all by yourself.
All right. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you guys for joining us. I know I took something away from here. I hope the listening and viewing audience did as well. So I want to thank you ladies for being here. Thank you very much, Deanne and Patty. And for Tamara Loring, the Chief of Brand Ideology, my name is Mike Toper, and you've been enjoying your career revolution. Thank you.